No, I guess I can turn on my mic. We're adjourned. Good morning, everyone, or almost afternoon. Here we are an hour late. I'd like to call the meeting to order for Thursday, September 15th. It is almost 11 a.m., and I will open us up to public comment.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to speak in front of TBID. My name is Greg Kobar, and I have a new office here in Morro Bay. I'm also a property owner in Morro Bay, and I've been involved in various business aspects of Morro Bay for a long time. I have a new business, Cal Coast Trade, and I felt that this would be an appropriate time to introduce something that Cal Coast Trade is involved with, and that has to do with promoting Morro Bay, specifically nationally. Cal Coast Trade is a group of businesses on the Central Coast, as well as nationally, 50,000 businesses nationally, that trade their products and services amongst each other. And I've been a member of various trade groups for about 25 years. We haven't had an actual organized trade group for about 15 years here on the Central Coast, and I felt that it was really time to do that. And so currently I'm in the process of meeting with various businesses, especially involved in hospitality, to really get the word out about Morro Bay to the national businesses as well as other businesses along Central Coast, so that people can not only know about Morro Bay but can also come here and stay in the hotels and the restaurants and use the outdoor activities. I've been recently, just a couple days ago, I was invited to a trade exchange mixer in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Hilton Hotel. They're going to have, I guess, their annual mixer. I was invited by the owner to come and speak about Morro Bay and to present the opportunities for the members of the trade exchange. And I want to emphasize one thing. The 50,000 businesses that are part of the network of which Cal Coast Trade is a member, these are business owners that are members of the network and Cal Coast Trade. And so these are people that like to travel and are interested in traveling. And so I'm in the process of putting together some travel packages to present to not only nationally the businesses, which is free. There's no charge to present everything about Morro Bay and the travel opportunities to Morro Bay. There's no charge at all for me to get the word out to those 50,000 businesses, as well as the different organizations that I'll be presented to. There's an annual meeting coming up in a couple months of 215 independent trade organizations throughout the United States that I will be presenting Morro Bay to also, so they can get the word out to their members. So it's an amazing opportunity for especially the hospitality industry here in Morro Bay to get the word out for free. So I'm anxious to meet with a travel package committee, to develop those concepts.
Jane.
Any questions?
Jane sits on that, so I would advise you to contact Jane.
Just clarification with the packaging that you want developed, it needs to be for barter, right? So no
yes,
cost barter.
There would be yes, barter. But
so,
you're also receiving value, so I want to know.
Right,
you know,
but
that
it's barter, and there is tax consequences. So if we put a package out, the hotels that might be interested in it have to realize that they're going to be paying taxes on their barter here to the city, but also, you know what I'm saying?
There's a rule in trade exchanges. Trade members know that all taxes and tips as well are paid in cash. And so the nice thing about trade, obviously, is that you get full rack value. You don't have to discount it. So you're getting full rack value, and you're going to get trade dollars that you'll be able to spend to save your cash and also to help promote the hospitality industry in Morro Bay. So it's a two-way street, too.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else for public comment? Okay. Moving on, board announcements. Anybody have any board announcements? No? I know Avocado Margarita Festival is coming up this weekend, so everybody come out and drink margaritas and You'll probably need a sober driver, so get a hotel room down by the water and not have to drive. Also, Savor the Central Coast, as we all know, is 2 weeks away and 2 days. So everybody buy your tickets, and if not, stand-up paddling is still available. Good job.
You're here in spirit. You're here in spirit.
Any other amendments to the minutes? Okay, I look for a motion to approve with the amendments.
I second with the amendments.
All in favor? Okay. On to monthly reports. Trade show subcommittee. That would be myself. Joan is actually doing an interview for Savor, which is why I'm taking over the meeting now. When she comes back, I'll turn the mic back to her. Basically, with trade show subcommittee, that's Nick, I, and Joan, we've been working several hours on basically just getting everything for Savor together. We've got the stand-up paddle going on, the Battle of the Bay, and the oyster tour, as well as the trade show booth itself. So basically, we're just moving forward. I know Sherry's been helping quite a bit, and we've been very involved in that. So pretty much Savor's the only thing on that one. Website subcommittee, we did not meet. That's myself as well. We did not meet this month, but we have been getting on there and reporting things to Sherry, as there's been a lot of changes going on over the last month, so we've been popping her here and there notes and things about things that we've been seeing as that those changes have been being made. Hotel packaging subcommittee.
That is us. And John was out of town, and Craig wasn't available, so Joan and I basically had a brainstorming session because we really want to set things up for a year in advance. And some of the things that we discussed were from mid-October through mid-November, falling in love with fall or falling for fall getaways or fabulous fall escapes. We could create an email campaign on that, which would be your stay two nights, get 33% off of your second night's stay, and stay three nights and get 50% off of your third night's stay. Joan's opinion was this should be all the time, whether it's weekend or weekday, okay? I think this should just be weekend, because if we're talking about mid-October to mid-November, that's 1 month, and we still have a lot of activity on the weekends with that, with the Cayucas Car Fest. December to January, we came up with winter wellness to work with some of the spas around here to be able to get two 30-minute packages, two 30-minute massage, you know, a couples massage at a local spa, and a $50 gift certificate for dinner for two. And so now we're saying, let's package up the city. The key to that is being able to develop these packages with other areas, with, you know, retail areas in the city. And, you know, that's a promotions person. So we'll see how we can do with that. February, we're talking about romancing the Rock, so that with a stay, no matter what hotel it is, with a stay, who signs up for this, they will provide a half a dozen roses in a bouquet, a sampling of chocolate, or cupcakes from a local chocolate maker or bakery. So you'll get that. March to April, it's spring forward to summer, and visit the coast, which is a stay any two nights, and add a golf package for 1 or 2 days, or a kayak package, or a subsea tour package, or Lost Isle package, or surfing lessons. So once again, that requires going out and soliciting the retail businesses to get that done. These were just our starting points. We have to negotiate all these packages with the other business. We also want every month to have an opportunity for the hotels to put their packages for their location, the individual packages, on the website under other specials or deals. Because even though these may not work for some of the hotels, they may have their own special package designed for them. because that's one of the issues. We have so many different types of hotels. When you have, you know, stay two nights at $39 and get 33% off of your second night, you know, you're talking a big, you know, it's a big amount for that hotel. And I don't know if people, you know, maybe they will come and spend $20 a night for a hotel room, because that's what it comes out to be. So, you know, but then again, they don't have to participate in this, and they can go ahead and list their own hotel stuff below it. So the website is going to be...
I was gone the month of August, but I know that there were a lot of emails that came through from BCA, and I think most of that has actually been reviewed in BCA's report. So other than that, Jane, the creatives didn't meet, did they?
Actually, we did meet with Sherry over the visitors guide and all those changes Sherry's working on. And the only other thing that we've been bouncing around are, instead of Discover Morro Bay, saying Destination Morro Bay, you know, titles like that, because we want people to think, instead of discovering it, just come here, Destination Morro Bay. So it's just something we're kicking around.
Okay. And I think we did. We saw that in Sherry's report earlier, all of the creative that's been done.
Vice Chair Hawkins, I'm not clear. Did the subcommittee meet or did they not meet?
Actually, Sherry and Joan and I met at for the visitor's guide.
Okay, public relations subcommittee, I know we did not meet. And visitors conference bureau report and county BID. Visitors conference bureau, I can report we've basically been working on SAVER. This month, since the first day of the month was a Thursday, our VCB meeting is not until next Wednesday. So you have not received that monthly report, nor has CPC, because I have not received that yet. Our packets haven't came out. I can say, though, I sit on the exec committee, and basically they're just working very hard at SAVER. That's really everything is going into SAVER. So that's really, and ticket sales are doing great. We're hopefully, if everything continues on from this point forward, we will meet the financial goals that need to be met. So keep buying those tickets, but hopefully we're on the right path. We've been seeing a lot of spikes in ticket sales and things like that. The county BID district report, the BID Alliance, we did meet. Karen, you want to jump in on that one at all? I can do it. It was Karen and I and Joan.
Yeah, let's see. The County BID Alliance, we discussed, the majority of the discussion had to do with setting up a scenic tour. And there was a handout, which I didn't bring, regarding the scenic tour, and a lot of ideas put forth on how the County BID is going to implement this. It's still very much in the planning stage. The only other thing I remember discussing at that meeting, because I'm sorry I didn't bring my notes, was changing those from monthly meetings to quarterly meetings.
We decided basically because, and the BID Alliance decided, because the VCB had their exec in place and they were really taking the lead on a lot of these things, that the BID Alliance would start meeting quarterly instead of meeting monthly. So now that will be quarterly and still rotate. And I know that the scenic loop is on our discussion for new business, and I did bring a little bit of that so we can discuss that when it gets into discussion. So I think that's everything on monthly reports. Now we will move over to unfinished business, which is the report on unspent funds for the fiscal year, and I'll turn that to Andrea.
Thank you, and I've got something on the overhead. It's a little bit hard to read, but I'll run through it real briefly. This is from our administrative services director, and it goes back to 2008-2009. I thought it was important to kind of show where we've been, and then I think when we're done, I think that probably my recommendation is if the budget subcommittee would like to go into further detail, because Susan has pages of exact detail and expenditures, I would suggest, and she's very interested in the possibility of meeting with that board and going over the detail. I didn't want to burden you with those many pages. So back to 2008-2009, briefly, we started with some of the setup costs for the BID. So we were in negative about $1,400. That pushed over to 2009-10, where we collected approximately $386,000. Interest on that money was about $941. And the cash out for promotion that year, 9-10, was approximately $274, which left us a balance of about $111,000 at the end of 9-10. starting in 10-11, we started with that balance. We collected in assessments in 9-10 approximately $347,000. Cash out for promotions was $501,000, which left us an ending cash balance negative of $42,000. However, collected in July, but for the month of June, so for fiscal year 10-11, was an additional $49,000, which will be applied. So we ended up overall about $6,000 positive. That $6,000 does not include the $16,000 that the city will be making a journal entry and reimbursing the TBID for the visitor center costs. So that's in a nutshell where we look this year. So 16 and 6, approximately $22,000 positive. Again, I'm happy to provide this to you. I can send this to you. And as well, we have pages of backup with invoices. And if the subcommittee is interested, I can give you, I can put you in touch with Susan to meet. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions? I have a comment.
Has Susan
but collected in July, so it's okay. Yeah, it's not really.
I see.
It hasn't been accrued. It's been
right.
Yeah.
So I'll be letting Susan know that she'll be contacting you, the three budget committee. Perfect.
That's what I was. I think best. What would be great is for the budget subcommittee to maybe meet with Susan, and then we can come back and report next month and give this all. Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Moving on to new business. Discussion on the California Welcome Center is under our new business.
And I have some new quotes after our discussion from the last meeting. I'm going to go ahead and pass these down. Joan originally met with Certified Folder, who handles the rat cards and brochure distribution in the California Welcome Centers. Actually, her quote is the second page, but we revised it at the last meeting to add some additional California Welcome Centers in different locations and to add an additional airport. So the first page of this shows the additions are highlighted. We're adding Barstow, Oceanside, and San Bernardino California Welcome Centers. And we're also adding the John Wayne International Airport. So the revised quote with 8 California Welcome Centers and 4 airports, the annual total is $2,850 for the year. I think it's a steal. I think it's a great idea. We can, you know, we talked about doing rat cards in some of the locations and brochures in some of the others. That's perfectly fine. There's no cost difference as long as they're the size of the visitor's guide that you have at this particular moment. So this is where we are right now. Probably the soonest we could get out with these is November 1st. And we'll just have to, I think we need to make a decision on whether we want to go out with the existing or the refreshed visitor's guide, because that will be, you know, whether we want to wait until there's a new visitor's guide, which I wouldn't suggest. I think we should go out with what we have and then replenish with the new when we have them at the first of the year. So that's the new quote.
Okay, Joan's now back, so I'll finish this one and then I'll let her take over on the next. Does anybody have any comment on this? I think this is great.
What I think it's great also, I don't have a copy of the budget in front of me, but where would this come out of?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
That was when I was going over. In fact, I have budgets for you guys too. We don't have it lined out. I think it could, you know, we could possibly take it out of collateral, because it is a collateral piece, a distribution of a collateral piece. And that's probably the most logical place to put it, unless we put it into a print advertising category. But we will work, once this decision is made to go forward, we'll work it into the budget, and, you know, we'll be moving things around. It's not a huge, I mean, it's a substantial amount, but I think for the year it's going to be advantageous.
With the $16,000 that's coming back from the, have we already earmarked where that's going? Where does that go?
No, I don't believe it has been earmarked. I think we were waiting on that, but I would turn to Sherry for a firm.
Well, wouldn't this be, even though it's a collateral piece, wouldn't it come under advertising? Do we have a line item for advertising, general advertising?
Yeah, it could come under the print advertising.
Yeah, I think that's what it should do.
The way the budget's set up, we did not enter the amount. With the $16,000 is already out of this budget that is being referred to, because we're now paying on a monthly basis, and we didn't put it in the budget for the first 4 months. I'm going to hand these out to you guys. So I'm just passing down. Yeah, let me grab one.
Okay, well, I think what I would do is look for a motion to let Sherry move forward on getting these going, as well as getting that RAC card going.
I'd like to move that we get this going and we get the RAC card going, and also that we put to address that.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table right now, and that's been seconded. We discussed. So all in favor? Or do we do discussion first? All in favor?
I think you did have discussion, but okay. The motion I have is Member Solu, motion to move forward with the Welcome Center funding and RAC card for a total of $2,850. Member Mendoza seconded.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Do you want to take back over? Okay, so Joan's going to take back over. We're at Highway 1 Scenic Loop.
Sorry, and I would not normally have stepped out. I should probably let you know that we were doing a radio spot for Savor, and so that's why I stepped out. I wasn't just going out to get a soda or something. Let's see here. Where are we?
Highway 1.
Okay. For a while, the highway. For yes.
I thought part of the discussion on the visitors California Visit Center.
Oh
was
yes.
Was an idea of should we have one in Morro Bay?
That is what you wanted to bring back. That was your intention.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That was your intention when you said that.
I think if there was.
I apologize.
To come back, but they got kind of looped together there.
Let's okay.
So the California, the certified RACs are all in California Welcome Centers.
Welcome.
And in California Welcome Center sites in airports. And that's why that got looped into this. But I think John's intention, as you saw him waving, was more, do we want to look at the idea of having a California Welcome Center in the city of Morro Bay?
Yeah, becoming a Welcome Center site. I mean, I don't know how much value does Pismo Beach get out of it. I think we probably all have walked through there. It's kind of an interesting place to walk through, get a lot of coupons and things. But I'm not sure if maybe housing our visitor center and a California Welcome Center together someplace might attract a whole lot more people coming into that facility. It would certainly influence where we would want to put it and how we'd staff it and all kinds of things. Maybe it's a lot of discussion that needs to have more research done on it. But
I agree with you, because I look at the California Welcome Center in like Mammoth, and they have their Mammoth Center right next, you know, next. It works. It's symbiotic the way they open and work together, and could be a very good thing for Morro Bay, because there is not a California Welcome Center on Highway 1.
We've added this as a future agenda item.
Yeah, let's put this on the future. Another thing, too, is there was talk about Hearst Castle. Did tickets, so maybe that could all be brought into that together.
Yeah.
Remember at the Visitor Work Center workshop? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just FYI. Okay, so that'll be a future agenda item.
Okay, so Highway 1 Scenic Loop is something that we're in the discussion with the CBID, and we have one small map that we can pass around, but it is starting to come to fruition. There is a 1-year, 2-year, and a 3-year plan to marry a loop. And most of you probably saw the video that went viral in Morro Bay, which was the old Chevrolet video from 52 or 47, somewhere between 47 and 52, which was a romancing the California, romantic drives in California. And it would be similar to using that premise of putting together a drive that would loop the entire county. It would be something you could do with stopping sites and scenic spots along the way. Obviously, the CBID cannot do it without Morro Rock. You cannot skip Morro Bay at all and get from Los Osos to Cayucas or Cambria. So they're working on a loop right now. They're actually working with some Cal Poly students who are using it as their senior projects, and the department in Cal Poly, there's a whole department that they've got that are going to continue to pass this on so that the project can come to fruition. Some of the things that they want to do is put up signs and quite possibly use those people. Instead of billboards, they look like people, like they're the actual farmers or the actual winemakers or fishermen. For us, it would be fishermen, that's right, the actual fishermen, you know, and that kind of thing. They want to loop it with its own, like, radio so you can get your path. And so you'll see that wherever you take off from, the loop comes along the coast and then backs through. So it wouldn't necessarily come down Highway 41. It would more necessarily go up through Highway 1, through us via Highway 1 from San Luis Obispo or from Cayucas going the opposite direction. So that would be the access point or points for Morro Bay. And they're suggesting that people get off and they come through town and loop out towards Montana Day, or thank you. That's excellent. And they loop out towards, they come through Morro Bay there and then loop out towards Montana Day Oro and then loop back through. So that light green route is the existing route right now. And then they want to expand that route to include that dark blue road and a larger portion of Highway 1 North, and then looping through south and connecting back up and going back through. It's kind, and this is obviously, this is preliminary, but this is the gist of the idea. So we're looking to have the ability to explore the opportunity further. So the ability given to us from the board to explore the opportunity further as a partnership with the CBID. That's what we're looking for here today.
Right, and I think the CBID made a point of talking about the fact that this would be somewhat interactive in terms mm-hmm. of, yep. you know, being able to draw merchants or hoteliers in with passbooks and things like that. So there's a lot of opportunities for how this will work in the communities that the tour goes incorporate.
Another thing, too, they really wanted to sub-loop. So, like, they would have this big loop, but then, you know, Morro Bay would have its own little sub-loop, and then each community would really take ownership of that part of their loop, and that's where that interaction really comes, and they want, you know, to be historical and points of interest, and so I think it's a really great thing. I think it's just in the very first phases, and this is a long-term, over several years type of project that they're looking at and wanting to partner with.
I apologize. They do have a great working schedule set up for timelines and points, and I think that they'll be able to meet it. But I really like the project. I think that, you know, I just think it's a great fit for us.
One last comment. I think I saw a little bit of the loop that I think I forget who brought it, but somebody had kind of a video thing that they showed, and it went through by the golf course, and then I think it went through downtown Morro Bay. But instead of, and I'm not sure where it went after that, but if it got back on Highway 1, if there's a chance that it could go, stay in Morro Bay and go through town and go towards, you know, North Morro Bay and stay on the frontage road rather than get in on Highway 1, I think that would be helpful for Morro Bay, especially North Morro Bay as well, keeping it going out north.
Yeah, I agree. I think at this point, we kind of brought it back because it was on our agenda, but I think it's still a little premature. The county hasn't quite got 100, you know, they're not at that next point. So I don't know. At this point, there's not much for us to do, I don't think. But
well, the only thing that we're looking for is that we have the ability that we agree that the concept is good for us. We adopt the concept and allow the board to partner to move forward to see if we can bring it to fruition. And that's what, I don't think there's any money involved in that right now other than work, and that the concept is something that we're willing to have Barnett Cox and the CBIT Alliance move forward with. And I think that, you know, that's where we're at. So I don't think we need a motion for that, do we?
I think we're fine. It sounds like we may be bringing it back on a kind of a semi-regular basis just to update, but I think you're no motion's needed at this point.
Great. So does everybody agree that you'll let us explore that further? All right. Head shake. Love that. Okay. Off we go. Okay. And so approval of the revised funding request brochure request.
Okay. It turns out this would be real simple because we're only going to change one line in the request, hopefully. But I made a copy of the front page of the four-page request form. And again, this can be found on the city website. But go ahead. And then so if you look towards the top third, it says applications are reviewed quarterly by the TBID at a regular scheduled meeting in January, April, July, and October. If we change it to annually, you know, we would change it quarterly instead of annually, and then we would have to decide what month. And I thought May would be a good month since, you know, as we get into May and June, we're looking at the budget, which starts on July 1st. So that would be my recommendation.
In January, to accept January and February and do March 1st. It's after the holidays. It makes sense that people would be moving into the new mode for their year. Just thoughts? Comments?
I like the idea of getting it started a little earlier than May. We're all pushing into our budget and subcommittees summertime, so March for submittal, and then preliminary review maybe in the March meeting, and then secondary in April if that's required.
So do we want to say, you know, starting January through February, we'll accept applications and then review in March?
If they're due March 1st, we'll review them on the third week of March. So due by March 1st.
Okay.
There is one thing that I do want to add to this form, and I think we need to make it mandatory for them to fill out the post-event review. It's not mandatory right now, and we're not really getting it back. But if we say to them, it's mandatory and incumbent upon you to fill that out, or you will not even be eligible for future funding, I think we'd get a better response of what was.
Well, there is a line in there that says this form must be completed to be considered for future funding of continued events.
Right. It's us. Then maybe we put a line item at the bottom that if they don't comply with all the terms, they will automatically be. I mean, if we wanted to get into that technicality, mm-hmm. but I think you're right. We kind of get the money, and I think
we could add
the
line.
Is the only one that came back and ever mm-hmm. reported to us of all the money we've given.
So, are we in agreement on open? We open for acceptance January 1st to March 1st. Your deadline's March 1st EOD. And then January 1st to March 1st, deadline March 1st EOD, and then we receive everything in our March packets. We review them and then bring the people back in April that we want to see again. So we're going to have an open spot in our March meeting every year where people come forward, where we have review of funding requests, and we have the people sitting here, and we can pull them up and chat with them. So that's good for everyone?
I think we need a subcommittee developed to review these requests, because if you're getting 25, 30 requests, and the way we get our material now is never more than a week before we review things, if we have a subcommittee that goes through these and kind of, if something's not properly submitted, it doesn't move forward. So even if you get a subcommittee for that, it'll weed things out for us, especially when we have caveats in here that if you're a repeat requester, you have to have these items. If it's not in there, it's gone.
I agree, but I think we can make that subcommittee when we get closer over there. It doesn't need
to be
a standing subcommittee.
I'm just saying,
we can just change it every year. We can set up a team
right.
of people who want to look at it and then move forward. So what's...
But again, March 1st, if I have a deadline March 1st, and 3 weeks later we have this meeting, and we have all these packets, as the mm-hmm. city's going to copy all those packets, and we're going to go to the city and be able to have at least 2 weeks to review this stuff?
That's a good question. So you're saying in March the subcommittee brings back its report, and in April we have everyone standing before us. Okay, that works for me. So in March, so we need to have a future agenda item to form a subcommittee in February to review those March 1st forms that come in, and then
in the March meeting, the subcommittee mm-hmm. gives everybody the packets
yep.
that they're recommending go
Absolutely.
Forward, and then we have a whole month to review those
That's
in
right.
April and call them.
Makes sense,
Chair Solu. Not to interrupt, but I guess I am going to. Certainly, if one of the requirements for the submission is to submit 8 copies of the document, if that happened and on March 1st, city staff could certainly provide these to you within the next couple of days, especially since we're not making copies. So if we can add that they need to provide 8 copies, maybe even an electronic copy, then we can get that out to you. And then certainly if you want to have your subcommittee, that's fine. But that would be great to put that request in so we're not burdened with that copy.
Okay, so we're going to have them provide an electronic copy and 8 copies. Right, yeah, you don't need to be photocopying. And then we're still on with the subcommittee, I believe. Everyone's in agreement with the subcommittee. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go ahead. Nick, anything else that you want to throw in?
Well, the you had mentioned about... making sure that they comply with giving us, after the event, a report. We could change, because it says this form must be completed to be considered. We could change it. This form must be completed to get more, to be, well, I don't know how you would change, just a little bit more demanding as far as for future funding event. Or if this form is not completed, you will not be considered. Period. Rather
don't
than just
don't do it. Right. Don't apply.
I mean, we could word it a little bit tougher, and then the other thing is what the transition, because we're already in this year right now. How are we going to work out the transition from this to the next year?
This is going to be a calendar year. I think anything in the pipe right now is in the pipe, and then that'll come down the line to us, and then anything that. Is not in the pipeline this quarter, it's next quarter anyway, and closes on March 1st, end of day, submittal. You must submit 8 copies and an electronic version to the city clerk, thank you, to the city clerk, and that, again, is for the fiscal year starting July 2012 through June 2013. And every year following, and that you must complete, we're going to go to the back form, and you must complete the post-event review form. We're going to reword that so it says, I'm sorry? Yes, you must submit that in order to ever be considered for future funding. Ever.
Never, ever, ever.
Period. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion as so stated by Member Solu.
Second.
Michelle got the second. And so, any further discussion? Nick, will you make those corrections and submit them to
I just wanted to say in? One thing, and that is if you just put on the front page MBTBID funding request July 1st through June 30th, you don't have to put 2012 because we'd like these forms to be ongoing, and it's just right there. It's kind of clean.
Absolutely. So, Nick, will you make those corrections there?
And did you want to submit 8 copies and an electronic copy to be on that front page also with the application? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It should be part of the have you enclosed, and maybe in the have you enclosed you put it that do not forget to come post. Or, you know, maybe we put something right there on that first page as well, because I have a feeling the first page is what they kind of hang on to as their checks, you know, just a suggestion since we're in discussion.
I'd like to see if there could be a friendly amendment to the motion that would state that they must appear in person at the March TBID meeting. Well, they need to know if they're denied.
They may not want them. Yeah, I agree.
The subcommittee is making a recommendation, but the board has to give the bad news.
So I would say that they must appear in March at the regularly scheduled TBID meeting. I would like to see that be a friendly amendment.
Okay. Where should we put that? Okay.
Do the people making the motion agree to that?
Joan made the motion, right?
No, John made the motion.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Nick made the motion.
I guess I agree.
And I second, I agree with that.
I know it. I got mixed up because I so stated. Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
And I did too.
Okay, then I'd like to close discussion. Do we have a vote? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Thank you all for the TBID form clarification. And now we are moving on to report on the status of the Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board bylaws that went to the City Council. For that, I'll turn it over to Ms. Luker.
I was looking at this, thinking that this is probably my item, and knowing that I was fully prepared for this. The bylaws were approved, and I will bring you back, or I'll send you a red line. Most of your revisions were included, including the, and you'll see that Member Schmidt is not here because he's no longer on your board. Your recommendation for a hotelier was added, and I will tell you that that is going to be advertised. I think Bridget's advertising it in the next couple of days. Application period ends October 4th or 5th, and the interview will be prior to the City Council meeting on October 11th. So we'll get you, we're trying to, generally we wait to apply for, if we're 6 months, we wait, but I know that the TBID is doing a lot of things, so I wanted to get your member right back up. So that's happening. There were a couple things that you had suggested. One was that a hotelier would always run the meeting if your chair and vice chair was there, and that was not the, I believe the city attorney had some concerns with that, and that was not included in your bylaws that were approved. But the majority of your changes were, I think, the most important ones. I will bring back, if you're interested in a red line or in highlighted, what we've approved and what we haven't, I can send that out to you to take a look at. Are there questions on that?
If the City Council has approved it, does that come back to this board since changes were made to our original recommendations?
Just for your information, but not for your approval, because you're an advisory board. And the council makes the decisions.
Vice chair being hoteliers.
Yeah, and I don't think that was included as well. But I'll get back. I'll have him. He actually might come to your next meeting.
Is it not when something doesn't get included in a motion? And this is just for clarification for me. When something doesn't get included in a motion, is it because of a legal matter, or what would make it not be included and pass through? It's for my own knowledge.
Sure. And at this point, I'm going to be guessing on what the city attorney's thought process was, so I'm not going to go any farther with that. But I will have him get back to you on that. After you made your amendments, that was his item, and I forwarded it to him.
Gotcha. Okay. Look forward to having him. Okay. So I guess that comes back as a... So will you send everyone the copy that you were talking about, the redlined version?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then I guess that'll come back again, so that'll be open. And then consideration of the Morro Bay Tourism... We're moving on to E. Consideration of the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Highway 101 billboard partnership opportunity. So this is me. I brought this back. Sorry. Thank you. I brought this back because we're paying... We paid quite a bit of money to have that skinned, and if you remember now, the skin is having our old logo on it. It's having the orange puffy lettering that says, well, I don't know what the name of that font is, Cloud font.
Is this the billboard on Highway 1?
The billboard
one,
on Highway 101 by Atascadero.
Oh, okay.
Highway 1 by Atascadero. Right. That's our billboard before the Home Depot when you're headed south. So it has the puffy lettering on it, and it's the rock is really in the distance on that piece of creative, and it really may not express what we're going for and who we are. And so we're coming up on our one-year contract with that in November, which is why it's here now, because we need to make some decisions. Budget-wise, that billboard is running us $12.50 a month, and then you can see that on budget in December, we've dropped it down. And the reason we've dropped it down is because I have an idea, and I want to bounce it off you guys to see if you like it, which is to ask the CBID if they would be interested in... So the CBID has done collections for 2 years, and now that they've had a full year on of collections... 1% of what they've collected, they collect 2%. 1% of what they've collected splits off from that pot, and it goes back to the local municipality area that has been collecting it. So, for example, now, Cayucas has its own mini TBID, and they are spending their money themselves to promote Cayucas as its mini destination within the county. So my thinking was that since... we're driving people off Highway 101 onto 41 and over, that we might want to entertain the idea of talking with the Cayucas board and maybe even Cambria, or Los Osos, to see if somebody is willing to split that board with us. So, you know, take Highway 41 across for two coastal beach towns, Morro Bay and Cayucas, whatever BCA works up for the creative that we'll look at. But splitting that board cost down still gives us all the exposure in the world that we were getting this past year at the full price, costs us less, and allows our partnership abilities to grow. Stretches our money.
Well, the bill will, and you'll, who's negotiating this with the billboard person, the owner?
Sherry.
Sherry. So then Sherry will also negotiate about... Aren't they the ones that pay for the billboard,
the
image?
Skin?
Yeah, the skin.
Well, no, we pay for that. That's
okay.
Additional.
So that's not in that reduced cost. Okay. So it's just my opinion. I think that's a great idea, and that we should go ahead and solicit another city to do that. I think that would benefit them greatly, and they'd jump at the opportunity.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. As I recall, I think Mr. Sergenfrey said that he got it at a really discounted price. Are we sure that's going to continue at that price? Yeah.
I talked to them. When the contract renews, there's a 5%. That's the first round of negotiations. They've given us a 5% increase. I may be able to work them down a little bit, but it's not significant. I mean, I...
tell them we're taking 10% off for the month they didn't have the lights working.
I think it's a great idea, so I think we should contact the CBID to see if they're willing to approach their many areas of maybe Los Osos, Cayucas, Cambria, something like that, to see if they can partnering on the billboard at 101 and Highway 41 to direct traffic over to Morro Bay and another city on the coast over here.
I'll second.
Any more discussion?
Let me just ask you a question. If we don't get a partner, do we have to go through another motion to say that we want to renew this billboard or no?
No, it's built into the budget
okay.
already.
All right, great. No more.
This out, if we don't find a partner, do we want to go forward and just pay the full price? Is that what you just said?
I would say, though, that I think that we should bring that back to discuss if we don't get a partner. Because I think at the $12.50, I'd like to consider that as a discussion item if we don't get a partner.
I agree, because you're talking about $12.50 to keep it up. That's not talking about the skin. The skin, a new skin would cost it. I think the skin was like $4,000.
I don't think it'll be that much, but it will be, I would say, at least $2,500, maybe $2,500 to $3,000.
Okay. So, yep, we'll have Sherry explore those partnership, drill down on that opportunity. So we have that motion on the table. And then, Sherry, if that partnership is not going to happen, you can bring it back to us and we'll toss it back onto the agenda. Thank you. So all in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Good. Off we go. And we have some declaration of future agenda items. The hotel packaging unspent.
Do you want me to run through
fund.
My list?
What are the? Why is hotel packaging coming back? I'm sorry, I was out. But
here are the items that I've got. I've got a discussion on a year-long plan for packaging, which was discussed by the subcommittee. A mid-year budget review in February. Discussion of a California Welcome Center in Morro Bay. Report on the status of Morro Bay TBID's bylaws, and a review of, and then in March annually a review of funding requests.
Okay, I just do want to say I don't understand why I know I wasn't here, so I apologize, but I was doing something else for the board. So I hope you can give me some leeway. I just don't understand why this is coming back, because we have to approve something for mid-October through mid-November.
Well, we were told by Andrea that it has to be an agenda item in order for us to take action, and that's why it has to come back.
I understand the entire report, but we were already bringing back a report for October, November to get a package going. Does this mean we need to be 4 months out on reports?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Bottom line is that during the report section, we're not to make motions. So if there's an item that needs to be agendized, it's got to be in the to take a motion to make a motion on it. So perhaps you can move forward with one of your items, but in the report section, we can't take motion. We can't take action.
So I'm wondering if, since packages are something that's going to come back monthly, if it should always be a future agenda item to discuss our packages. So I think that we would like to have a future agenda item continuously be the hotel packaging, because we need to be able to take action on what we're reporting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just that we've done it before under that section. We've taken action on packages frequently under that section. So having the opportunity to make the agenda, I did not know that. So I did not put this on here. So it looks like because of that, I'm sorry, guys, we're not going to have any packages for October. A motion to adjourn. We'll shoot future agenda items through on an email.
We need a motion to adjourn. We're adjourned.
Good. Thank you.
Can I have one of these? We didn't get one of these. Yeah, because she was told she had to email it.
Is poor hotel your number? No packages?
I don't know.